USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky again asking his Russian counterpart to sit down and talk. Vladimir Putin, despite being frustrated by not taking a Swiss victory lap, is not showing signs of backing off his invasion of Ukraine. He told attendees to a pro-war rally that Russia will prevail, along with other claims like Ukrainians had welcomed Russian troops. His claims are being noted at the United Nations, including one of a U.S.-backed biological weapons program, of which there is no evidence of. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, America's ambassador to the U.N., says it's Russia who is planning on using biological weapons on the Ukrainians.
Russia has repeatedly accused other countries of the very violations it plans to perpetrate.
Unrelated to the war in Ukraine, four American Marines were killed when the Osprey they were in crashed in Norway. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Western Europe is dealing with a surge in COVID cases. USA Radio's John Hunt in Washington reports that it is prompting health experts to be on high alert.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
You have to be careful that if we do see a surge as a result of that, that we're flexible enough to reinstitute the kinds of interventions that could be necessary to stop an additional surge.
In the past 2 years, widespread outbreaks like the one being seen in Europe has always been followed by a similar surge in the United States a few weeks later.
The dean of the U.S. House of Representatives has died. Alaska Congressman Don Young was the longest-serving member of that lower house, first being sworn in 49 years ago. His office said that the 88-year-old passed away as he was traveling home to Alaska. The Republican was born in California but later moved to Fort Yukon to teach Native Alaskans at a Bureau of Indian Affairs school. He survived by his wife, two daughters from his first marriage, and a host of grandchildren. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
It's less than a month before the IRS tax deadline of April 15th, and it's on a Friday this year.
Filing taxes for the first time is a big milestone for any young adult, but it doesn't have to be stressful. IRS spokesman Eric Smith says if your parents are no longer claiming you as a dependent, you could qualify for some rebate money due to the COVID pandemic.
If you were somebody's dependent as a first-time filer and you're now out on your own and you're self-supporting, very good chance you'll qualify through something called the Recovery Rebate Credit.
Smith says it's important to have all your documents in order before you file, including a bank statement, a W-2 if you're a company employee, or a 1099 NEC if you're a gig worker. He also recommends filing electronically and says refund checks are often issued in as little as 3 weeks. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
An all-star roster of entertainers, including Steve Martin, Billy Porter, and Rosie Perez, are on board for a 10-hour telethon next weekend to benefit war victims in Ukraine. Stars in the House will air March 26th. Online, on YouTube, and on SiriusXM. Donations made during the event will benefit the International Rescue Committee and its humanitarian efforts. A tiny library on Manticus Island off the coast of Maine wants books that have been banned to stock its shelves. Ava Murray, who came up with the idea, told the Bangor Daily News they wanted to push back against the impetus of banning books. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.